Hopefully she watches.
All right, we better go. We're on a schedule.
She's waiting, guys.
Let's go. All right, here we go. We're going live. We're live, Josh.
We're live.
Quit messing around.
I'm checking the audio.
We got
here.
People waiting.
People are waiting.
Offices of China Hall on a, we're going to be at this camera
Friday.
To start off. GoPro Friday. Right before Labor Day weekend. And I know people are like getting ready and excited.
I was starting early already. I was just out in the backyard.
Eating hamburgers?
Shirt off, just
shirt off.
yep. Like, I got to get somewhat tan before getting out on the water tomorrow.
Before winter comes?
Ryan Manley, who works up here, he just left right before he showed up. And I go, where are you going? He goes, I'm going golfing. I said, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm going golfing. just going to have a good weekend. So no better time than now to talk about what people are doing this upcoming weekend.
That's right.
Because of our special guest.
Yeah.
Who's our special guest today?
I appreciate it, guys.
Yes. Who do we got?
I'm Grant Smith. We started a small business here in town called Northern Lights Camper Vans. Can they see that thing up there?
They will.
Oh, they will.
I'll switch
okay.
it right now. Hold on. There it is. Now they see it.
So I guess we have one van currently. We're a teeny tiny business, and I super appreciate being on this right now. You know, like, this is, I'm grateful for it. It's really cool that people do this in this town, you know, so that's cool.
You bet.
Yeah. So it's essentially the van that we bought and we own is, like those FedEx trucks running around, like the newer versions. Those are the Sprinters. So this is just the Dodge version of those.
Okay.
And inside we built, it was just a blank cargo van. We built it out into a really cool living space. A lot of hardwoods, some soft woods, and it's really comfortable and it's beautiful, I think, you know. So it's all off grid and you can kind of cruise wherever you want with it and enjoy camping. Or we've had people go to a Kid Rock concert in it and sleep outside the casino. So, it's just it's a really cool way to be outside, and that's kind of where I come from.
So you rent it out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. We rent it out to people. Yep, on a nightly basis.
Because right. I thought right away, like when you said you build them out, I thought you just sold them, but you actually.
Oh
rent
yeah,
them
we
out.
Rent them out. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So our first customer actually rented it for 45 days from May 31st to July 14th, I think it was. He was from Boston, so I drove it out to Boston, bought a one-way ticket back to Minneapolis, and then he dropped it off in Minneapolis and then flew home to Boston. So
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, neat guy. I'm glad that he was like our first customer and we kind of shared that really cool experience together. Doing a 45-day road trip is pretty cool for a younger kid that was 25, I think. So, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have like the signature board inside the van? I feel like everybody's got a sign. Like,
oh, that's a good
van,
idea.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a cool idea.
Or
I get
like,
down.
I don't know. A postcard. I don't know.
Something that, you can like. That people can like show where they're
I like that idea.
Like something like that.
Because we have the sliding door, the big sliding door that you get in and out of is a chalkboard. So I could probably do like a little signature area in one corner of it or something like that. It's a cool idea. I like that.
Yeah. So
like a bar or something that people that they do that at.
So I would love to pull up the pictures, but the you know the
yeah, it just flicks back
over there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So explain to us like going into this van, like what does it feel like? What does it look like?
So when you open up the door, we have cedar ceilings. The trim and like the footboard to the bed is hickory. And then the kitchen countertops are a black walnut, super pretty stuff. I got the black walnut. It was just a raw piece of wood I got from a neighbor, sanded the heck out of it, oiled it up. And it's kind of like, since it's raw, it continues to suck up the oil. So every time I get the van back, I oil it up again, and it's nice and shiny. Yeah, it's beautiful stuff. Inside is also, it's about 6 foot tall, so most people can stand up in it really easily. The bed is 70 by 70, so it's somewhere in between like a king and a queen bed, so it's awfully large. It fits two adults comfortably, a kid really comfortably, you know, with like their parents or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a fridge. There's a composting toilet, running water. Like we said before, it runs on solar power. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
you got some pictures.
Cool.
So
you're showing some. Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. And everybody that we've had rented so far has loved the experience in it. And it's just been, it's been super cool to meet a handful of people that have rented it so far this summer. So, Yeah.
And it looks like that good mixture between, now I get the great view of your website.
Yeah.
It looks like this good mixture between classic yet modern. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We want it to be pretty warm feeling.
Right.
And kind of last over time and not be super trendy. We wanted it to like last us 4 or 5 years where maybe it goes through some trends, but it's super warm inside, comfortable to be in.
How about the fridge and stove? He had just a picture of that. What is...
Yeah, so the fridge is actually, it slides in and out on like a locking mechanism, so it saves you space on the inside. And so it's tucked, it's actually like tucked underneath the bed area.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then the composting toilet is underneath. There's like a, if you look through the pictures on northernlightscampervans.com, there's like a, there's a box with a gray soft cushion on it. That's where the composting toilet's at. So, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was super, that's like... Great. And we have a second row seat in it, so it seats four. And the idea that we came up with was with having four people in the van, because it's a smaller space, we wanted that chair to be able to fold up against the wall. So at night or when it's raining, you have more place to play or hang out with your kids. Or if it's three or four buddies, you have some more places to hang out, eat some food, and play games and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, yeah, most vehicles or most vans of this type are a lot different. The layout's completely different. With this one having the second row chair that folds up, the nice thing is, like, you get a lot more space in the evenings to hang out in. So, yeah.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
And so where is it going this weekend?
It's actually in Upper Michigan right now. So someone drove down from St. Paul and grabbed it the other day, Friday. What's today?
Today is Friday.
Friday, so it must have been like Tuesday or Wednesday or something. Yep. So I think she was going to Pictured Rocks National Park or Lakeshore, I suppose it is, in Upper Michigan. So, yeah. So far it's been to – the one guy took it for the 45 days. He drove down to the southeast over into like Texas, Louisiana, and then followed the Rocky Mountains all the way up into Montana Glacier National Park. And then the Badlands, and then I got it back, and the next set took it to Yellowstone, Seattle, back to Yellowstone and here. And then the next set was the Kid Rock concert. and now it's in Upper Michigan. Yeah. So,
that's exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
What is it like as far as filling up with gas? Is it a beast? Like, does it
take? No, that's a good question. Yeah. So it gets like 18 to 20 miles to the gallon.
Okay.
So it's not like a school bus, like it's like 5 or 6. It's not an RV that kind of gets in that same range, you know. It's 21 gallons, so you can go like 400 miles. So you can make some distance before filling up. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And like our strategy on it, so we do, it's $150 a night. Our strategy is what we tell people is find as many free campsites as you can. Because typically there's less crowds, the scenery's gorgeous, and you kind of get to do your own thing a little bit, so... And there's a couple apps or like there's a couple websites that we suggest checking out. One's called freecampsites.net. Mm. And then I think there's an app called Van Life app or something like that. Yeah. So
that van life is real. I am not kidding you.
Like, yeah.
This whole van, like, so I have the big snappy signs that go around town, big chicken, bull, buffalo. And a guy rented one for Lanesboro, and it was the Minneapolis Vanner Club. And now these are more the classic vans.
Yeah, like the VWs probably.
And they there was Dodges. He had a Dodge, like a blue Dodge, 1970-ish.
Yeah.
And he's like, this club has been going on since whatever year. And he
That's
goes,
pretty sweet.
We're starting to see it somewhat come back.
Yeah.
But there definitely was the dip. And it's because of the internet, because people are coming together with their passions.
For sure.
And it's just exciting to see just,
being on stuff like this, I learned things like that, which is pretty unique or cool that I get to learn some things on here, you know? So.
I'll have to find his Instagram and send it to you, but where... He owns his van. He's very passionate about his, van, but he is in the upholstery business. And he goes, that's where I started to find out about people that were really into vanning all over the place.
That's pretty sweet.
And he said the big meetup is next year, maybe in Albert Lee, like the national meetup. Where vans come from all over the country and meet up and hang
that's
out
pretty
for the
cool.
weekend. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Because I have a buddy who owns a upholstery shop in Dundas, Minnesota, I believe it is. So just, an hour north of here. And I was talking to his dad. He used to own one in the 70s too. And so we were talking about what he wants to do when he retires is build a van out and upholster it, kind of like how when he was a kid, like in his 20s, how he owned one. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. So one of our ideas for our next build is to kind of do that 70s retro look. Sweet. Is what we'd like to do, because it would still hit the demographics of the older generation that really enjoyed that thing or bring back some memories, and then also some of that younger generation that likes kind of that antique look or the old right. school look and things. Yep. So, yeah.
I'd be so nervous, though, because they're going to, you know what they're going to do. They're going to ask, hey, can I take it to whatever the next big rave is out in the where no one knows where we're at.
Well, like Burning Man or something like that. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing comes yeah. back and it's just like, oh, no.
And I just learned the other day through another renter that there's a Burning Man like little subcategory in southern Iowa somewhere. Nice. So I think it's making its way here, yeah.
They call it burning corn. where did this idea come from?
So through a couple different ways. My background, or at least my passion, is climbing. Love climbing. I haven't been doing too long, maybe 6 years or something like that. But going out west and climbing, there's a ton of these things running around. Not so much in the Midwest, not so much in the East, that I've ever seen. You know, every once in a while I'll see them here and there, but you go out west to like Utah, to the national parks, or to California, Arizona, you see these things like crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. So that kind of idea, that's where it came from. And I have a four-year-old son and at the same time I have a sister that lives in Durango, Colorado. And so our thought was, he was like 7 months old at the time. And our thought was like, with a 7 month old, by the time you wake up in a hotel, by the time you get your kid dressed, bathed, eat, he poops his diaper, you do your diaper thing, it's time for nap. Like, you never get to get outside, or it's a lot harder to be comfortable outside with a little kid.
Yeah.
So what we did was, you know, we just Google searched Colorado camper vans. And one came up called Rocky Mountain Camper Vans. So they just rent the old school VW Eurovans. Super cool, super unique, that old school look to them. So we rented through them, and that's where the idea was born from. I was like, this is super cool. And we own some rental properties. I also own a photography business called Behind the Beard Photography. And so I like being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so that's where this idea came from, was really Rocky Mountain Camper Vans. Because just talking to her when she was driving us around, she said we started with one and it was such a huge hit. We bought three, we bought 10. So now I don't know how many they have now, but maybe like 15 to 20 of these things running around Colorado. So yeah. Yeah. So just like the experience of being able to interact with the outdoors so much quicker than being in a hotel and having to drive 45 minutes to the place you want to be. You can just park there for the most part, camp, and be there when you wake up.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just saying too before we went live, like, I've seen these a lot because I watch YouTube all the time, and I'm watching these
yeah.
photo guys, these video guys that do it full time, and they're like, well, geez, I just want to travel
yeah.
and do it really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So then they invest in one of these and they show their whole build out and stuff like that, and that's just blown up on YouTube.
I believe everything. It's an awesome way to be able to share ideas with one another, because one person's going to build it different from another person, yeah. you know. And so, like, when we built ours out, I have a buddy, Cam. He's a local kid around here that lives in Albuquerque now. But he built his first one out, and just, like, watching him and, like, talking with him. And he lived in his van for a year before he sold it. And then just looking at, like, YouTube stuff, and then other builders was kind of how we came up with our design. So, yeah.
Kind of reminds me of like the tiny home, you know, yeah, but it's
yeah.
on wheels.
Yeah,
and it's
for
like
sure.
That whole build process is how to get all of these things in this small space.
Yeah,
it's
for sure. And it
easy.
Gets, yeah, it gets to be complicated. Yeah.
Like, I mean, they get pretty crazy too. Like, one guy had, like, he converts it into his like office area, and he, you know, has an mm-hmm. online store and whatever he does, and he's got his internet hooked up, and he's
yeah.
I mean, he's like, yeah, and I got my Xbox down here, and he's like pulling all these drawers out. He's got his TV,
yeah,
like, yep.
And that's like comfort at its finest, right there, you know. Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I live in here, I work out of here, I just travel. Like,
yeah. And if you live, sweet. I mean, if you live in that sucker, yeah, you want it as comfortable as possible.
Better
for
have
sure.
a YMCA membership. So you can go,
go shower. Oh, for sure. I mean, when we did it in Colorado, when we bought it from Rocky Mountain Camper Vans, we would just go to like local community places, like Do we have any? Yeah, maybe like a YMCA or something like that. And you pay $5 to go take a shower or whatever, or go swim for a couple hours, you know? So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Or you're like pinching pennies, like, we can't afford to shower. Sure. You just
get an Anytime Fitness membership.
There you go.
And you can go to any of them all over the country.
Yeah, for sure. $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where have you been with it? What are some of your adventures?
So when we were building out, we bought it in July of last year, so 2018. In the process of building out, each step I would build something out and then we'd take it for a cruise. So we spent, me and the cousins were in it for 2 weeks in Arkansas climbing, figured some stuff out. So that was winter time and it was super foggy down there and we didn't get any solar. And so everything started dying on us. And so I was like, well, there needs to be some other like alternative to solar. And so what we did was we worked with a guy called in Rochester, the Wire Shop.
He's over on 14 West.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, right there.
He's a genius when it comes to wiring.
Yeah, so I was like, I bought this thing and I looked at it because I did all the building myself except for a couple other things. I worked with Monahan's Machine Shop in Chatfield to build me some other certain special things. And then the Wire Shop. And so what we did was he wired me a relay essentially. So when you're driving the van, it will take the van battery, and once that's fully charged from the alternator, it'll say, hey, we're full, and then it kicks it back to the living batteries and mm-hmm. the for like the lights and the fridge and stuff like that. And so then once that like the house battery is charged, they kind of like they communicate with each other is what the relay does, just so they both stay charged at all times. Mm-hmm. So that was that's how we dealt with like Minnesota winter, right? You don't get much sun in the winter, so when you're driving, it just charges the back batteries. So you can still have your fridge. You can still have the heater, the lights, running water, and all that stuff.
That
so
was smart of you to live and work in it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like to trial by fire.
While you're building it.
Like,
yeah.
But these people are going out, right?
Yeah.
And so they're gone.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting back. You're like, I hope this goes well.
I hope. Yeah. And that's why, like, and then we did, then me and my son and my brother and my nephew did we drove down to Arizona and then to Colorado. We spent 3 weeks in it that way, just figuring some stuff out, you know. And, just through, like, some of those experiences on the road, just building it correctly for people to be comfortable in. So, yeah, not have, like, we didn't want to put amenities in it that would hurt people from being outside, you know. Like, because when we're in our houses, we tend to want to be in our houses because they're so comfortable, everything that we want and our life is right there, essentially, you know. So we still wanted to be really comfortable for people, have all the amenities, but at the same time, want to be outside, want to go hike, want to go climb, want to do photography, want to spend time with their kids or their spouse or their boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, you know, interact with nature and however that looks for people. We still wanted that to be that, you know. So
where do you park it when it's not being used?
I have a small office. The office is, I think, King's Row behind the old Kmart there.
Oh yeah.
So, I rent a little spot there, but for the most part it hasn't really been in town. So
nice.
Yeah. Cause the one we had 5 days where no one rented it. And so we took it for those 5 days up north and yeah, went kayaking and swimming and hung out with each other. So yeah. So once winter comes, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And how is the heat at night when you get into those climates where it's cold? What do you got?
So it's perfect. It will sit at like 65, 70 when it's in the teens. And then when it's like minus 30, that's a no go. It like sits at like 35 degrees Fahrenheit. So
you keep it running.
Yeah, you keep it running, but it's not as comfortable as 60, 65, 70. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, when it's like those brutal days in winter, the heater that we have just doesn't kick out enough heat to keep up with how cold it is. So.
So you start a fire on the inside.
Yeah. Maybe a bad idea.
Yeah.
Nah. But yeah, so I mean, it totally depends on the person that's renting it, right? Someone like me doesn't mind 35 degrees sleeping. Mm-hmm. Someone else may not enjoy that a whole lot, you know? So,
right.
But it's only, there's, you know, in Minnesota, there's really only that maybe 3 to 4 weeks where it's ridiculously cold. So, yeah. Yep.
What's
so in the about? in the winter time, do you anything different with the tires? Are they kind of all terrain?
Yeah, they're like all season tires.
Are,
yeah,
okay.
Yep. And we started working with Joe's Auto and Tire, and they've been super helpful to us. Yeah. I'm not a mechanic. I can build some stuff, but you know, we had an issue with the back door. The latch broke and they flipped that around before the next renter, which was like 2 days, which was like, you know, super helpful and exciting. And so I built some trust up with them for sure with something like that, you know? Yeah. And like the whole experience of the hard parts was like the hard part of building it out was figuring out what the resources are in town to help me with some of the things I couldn't do, like Monahan's, Joe's Auto, and then the wire guy or the wire shop. And then we had Waldoc install the chair for us. So yeah, finding like those resources for our next one will be super helpful.
How long do you think it'll take, like the next one? Because you kind of took longer probably figuring it out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like I think we could whip one out in a month.
Okay.
Yeah, so pretty quickly now. Yeah. And our next design will be different. But now that, you know, I understand, like, it's not a house, right? Things are never, there's nothing square in that thing. So now you have an understanding of, like, the van walls are curved. So how to, like, fit things in little nooks and crannies and how to square everything up and make sure everything looks square. Yeah, it will go by pretty quick now, yeah. So
what did you do for a mattress?
We did, like, a 5-inch foam, memory foam bed.
Oh, yeah.
It's money. And we sewed up window curtains for all the windows.
Oh, yeah.
And you sleep like a cave in there. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you wake up and you're in the middle of nowhere.
It's awesome. Feeling, yeah, because we, the first, like when my cousin and I went down to Arkansas, we just slept on a dirt road. You know, we saw two people the whole time. And those two people we saw were Forest Service people that had to come rescue us because there was a huge storm that knocked trees over the road. So we had to walk to the road, call, and then they came the next day and cut the trees out for us so we could get out. But other than that, yeah, those are the only two people that we saw for 2 weeks, you know.
You're like, how much food do we have in here if we got to stay?
Oh, for sure. But that's the nice thing, right? We weren't too worried.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had another buddy with us that came from Texas that needed to get home, so that's why we had to, like, kind of get out of there. So, yeah.
So for the people that are already getting excited and want to rent this out,
yeah,
how's the pricing and stuff like that work?
Yeah, so we do, if memory serves me correct, 1 to 6 days is $150 a night, okay. And then 7 to 13 is $140, if I'm saying this right, and then anything after that is $135 or $130 a night. I can't really remember.
Check out the website.
Yeah, check northernlightscamperfans.com. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and on the website we have kind of our policies. Mm-hmm. Like, we want people to have fun with it, like get on gravel roads, enjoy being away from people, enjoy being deep in the woods or the mountains as much as possible. But it's not four-wheel drive, so when you're like, oh, I'm not comfortable with this, turn around. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what the policies are. And yeah, just some like cool pictures of the van, where it's been, and a little bit of blog stuff. So yeah. Yep.
Let's see if anybody on Facebook has any questions, please.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Put it down in the comments.
Should have like an Instagram handle on the van and just start a page. Well, so like everyone can just.
I'm sure they do that, right?
Like tagging it and like.
So we just started with my sister living in Colorado. There's a pretty big art culture down there. And so I called her and she hooked me up with one of her friends, Monica Design Studios, I think. And so we're working with her to come up with, I guess, a logo on the van. So when it's traveling, hopefully it will look really cool, but we don't want it to be like obnoxious when it's out in nature.
Yeah,
because
I think
so.
Of the RV campers, or like this one I can just picture. It's like rvcampers.com.
And for
like,
sure, yeah.
Like, look like they took.
We want it to be something really cool, tasteful, unique, artistic on the van.
Cool.
And so when we built, because we hope to have maybe 3 or 4 vans by next year. And so our idea is Northern Lights camper vans. This one we call the Northern Lights van. We want to have like a night sky theme. So the next one might be called the Big Dipper van, or whatever else we can kind of like think of that's cool, you know. So each van might have like, we'll have a different design to it a little bit. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully we can keep that relationship going with Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
we got 4 live, 3 live. Keeps going.
Did my mom ask a question yet?
6. No questions yet.
Come on, mom.
Bring the questions, right?
I doubt she's watching.
Figuring on there.
Yeah, I don't know if my mom knows Facebook. So
let's go around and let's just share one camping story that just comes to your mind.
You're starting first.
I'm sure he has way more camping stories. All right, so one camping story. We were, let's see. And I guess cabin and camping kind of for me go one and the same.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just remember sitting around the fireplace and my old man, I think I remember who was next to him, and he had the poker stick for the fire, and he goes, "Hey, is this hot?" And he touches it on their leg. Yeah. it was pretty hot. I don't know if there's any.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was young, but I was young.
But that's something you remember.
Right? It's like there might have been some alcohol involved. I don't remember. But
so you don't do it now as an adult. You're like, I know that sucker's hot. Yeah.
If you watch that, he'll probably be like, "Oh, I remember."
Yeah, yeah. What do you got, Josh?
Can't think of like a funny one off the top of my
What's
head.
What's a good one? A cool one.
A cool one. I mean, every year we go up to the North Shore.
Okay.
And one of the fun things that we started doing, and we do it every year now, is cliff jumping.
Where do you go cliff jumping at?
So up past.
So like Temperance River?
Yeah, Temperance. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Down there, we go there.
You go up the dirt road, and then isn't there another spot to jump?
There's like, two spots. There's like the one right at the bridge.
Yeah.
And
okay.
There's the one that you like
up the gravel
go up
road.
The gravel road.
Yeah.
And you cut into the woods a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So both of those spots.
So you know both of those spots.
Yeah.
All right.
So
all right.
And that's always just a blast. We
yeah.
Take the GoPro and we, you know, Jake was my brother's doing backflips and stuff.
That's pretty cool. Did you guys get up there this year?
Yeah,
was that?
Yep.
Very cool. Good for you, man.
So that's always a good time.
Yeah, I think, Hank, that's a cool idea to like share some of those stories. Because I think interacting with nature, the state parks, or the national parks, whatever it is, you know, keeps those things alive. If no one's visiting them or doing anything with them, I mean, there's no need to have them around, you know. So I think it's really cool to like share stories like that. Because, you know, you still want to be respectful to the parks and not damage them, but you need to visit them. So there's probably that fine line of, you know, doing the things you enjoy and then keeping those things alive. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
What's your story?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, my story.
He's going to be crazy. He's going to be like, I was on the side of this cliff holding on for dear life.
No, man, mine's probably like the one that pops in my head. Me and my buddy Cam quit him. We spent a month, we planned on spending a month in Yosemite climbing. When we were in Salt Lake City, his car broke down. It was like this, I don't even know, this 1970s Toyota Camry station wagon thing. And it broke down. And so we spent two nights in a junkyard. And my sister had to come from Durango to get us. So then we spent a couple days there. Then it started pouring snow on us. And that doesn't really go well with climbing. And so then we finally got out to Yosemite and we spent, maybe it was like 3 weeks out there. And for the most part, we slept on a dirt road in El Portal is where a lot of the climbers will stay because you can't stay in the park without paying, you know? So outside of the park, there's this gravel road that you can sleep on. It's not even a road. It's just like this little turnoff, you know, and you got the cars whizzing by every night. And finally, we got sick of not being able to sleep. So then we may have camped in the woods somewhere in Yosemite, you know, for like the next 2 weeks, which was pretty cool. You know, you just like slept under a rock for those 2 weeks and really enjoyed it. And then my son and my wife came out, maybe for like five of those days. And yeah, we got a yurt there. Oh yeah. So we got a yurt in Yosemite and it was, my son was like two at the time, I think. And I was talking, it was me and my wife and Cam, we were talking and my son's walking away from the yurt thing. And, he's saying, "Dog, dog," and we look and it's not a dog, it's a bobcat, and he's probably from like me to the window, you know, probably 10 feet from the bobcat, you know, but it's like a zoo animal almost, you know, it's just looking for scraps and things like that, you know. Obviously that's still really scary as parent. Yeah. So it's just stuff like that I really enjoy, you know. So
that reminded me of one thing. We were we took a family trip out west years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I forget what time of the year, something was going on and like every hotel was booked. Like, we drove town to town.
For sure.
Every hotel was booked. So there's five of us in just a minivan. And we end up just, like, pulling off somewhere. And, like, they put all the, you know, seats in the back down. Four of them were stacked up in the back.
Yeah.
And I was up in, like, the front passenger seat. And, like, they had the back cracked. And, like, we were hearing,
how old were you?
Animals. I had to be, like, 13, 14.
That's cool. Like that.
So it was good. And then we're, like, hearing all this, like, stuff going on. I'm pretty sure there's a bear out there. So, like, I couldn't sleep. I ended up passing out. I had like a knife. I was just like holding a knife, just like ready. Just like, all right, come on, do something.
But that's like the cool thing about the vans, especially when they're off grid. You don't have to make reservations. You know what I mean? Like, know where you're going a little bit, and then you can kind of find where you want to sleep that night if it's, you know, not ideally Walmart parking lot, but, you know, somewhere, you know, where you want to be at. So, yeah. Sorry, Bucky.
We got a question from Angie. Angie says...
Oh, I used to work with Angie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, so she's the best. Angie says, GPS or is map reading abilities a necessity?
probably map reading abilities might be a necessity depending on where you're going.
Okay.
But most places we get cell service now, you know. But I think about even like the Black Hills, you'll be in spots for a little bit that don't have cell service or... You know, once you start getting in the mountains, a lot of times you don't have cell service just because of the peaks and the valleys and the canyons and stuff like that. That's a good question, Angie.
That is a good question.
So start learning how to read an atlas would be suggested. Yeah. Nah, it's all good. So.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd do without GPS.
We had a class
GPS
in high school that did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You probably had, like, the compass reading. And then, like, the strings or something like that, maybe?
Yeah, we had to do all that stuff.
Yeah, we used to do road trips when we were younger. My dad would give us the map. And he'd tell us where we're going, and he'd have us pick out the road. So I know how to use one, but it's not ideal, you know, compared to like a GPS. Like, yeah,
type it in like, hey,
yeah,
we're
that's a lot more ideal. Yeah, I like that a lot better.
I got it now. After we started talking about a better camping story. So I told my parents that I was going out west to Utah elk hunting. It was September, so I graduated in June 08, September 08,
okay.
And I was going to meet some people out there. I truthfully didn't have anybody to meet out there, so I went out there. I went out there and my buddy's Impala, elk hunting. I have a rifle.
And you had your Impala.
Yep. And my buddy's Impala, not even my Impala. And I was in the mountains hunting. Yeah. I met a older guy and his son because it was a youth hunt, and I was still in the 18 age, so I could get into the youth hunt. So that was part of the reason I went. And I went with them. You know, I'm kind of following him at this point.
Because you're by yourself.
Yeah, because I was by myself. And we got way out there.
Have you told your parents this story yet?
I feel like I have, but I don't remember. And
Mom's just turning in.
Yeah, mom's real mad. Lucky. Yeah.
And we got lost, and it took us a long time to get back to our car, and we didn't think we were going to get back to our car that night. I was lucky to have
that. This is before
that.
Cell phones, for the most part.
We didn't have service anyway. Yeah, we're in the mountains of Utah. Sure. So there was that, and we did get back to our cars, and they're like, okay, so you go, and I probably was lying to them, I hate to say it too, but I was like, yeah, I'm meeting my friends down at the hotel, I'm good, nice to see you, have a good trip, good luck, shoot a big elk.
And you drove away in your Impala.
Drove away in my Impala and slept in the mountains, just froze. I remember it was cold in that Impala.
Because it was probably like October or November or something?
It was
or
September.
September, yeah, it gets pretty cold.
Yep. And I got close to getting one, I got really close, but I didn't pull the trigger because I just didn't pull the trigger. I don't know why. Because I didn't know how the hell I was going to get it out of there if I killed it.
Yeah, would you have done? I'm not a hunter, so I don't know.
In my mind, I had...
You drag it out, throw it over your shoulder.
Cut it. Yeah.
No, just throw the whole thing.
I had been elk hunting before.
Yeah.
You pack them out. And that's
cut them, piece them out, and then pack them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
that was my irresponsible
See, that's pretty cool, though.
But it was
that's pretty fun stuff.
I was walking, and it was so dark, and I was nervous as can be. I'm like, there's cougars up here. Like, oh. All right. No other questions. Boys, we made it. Man, I want to, let's go camping.
Right? Falls right around the corner, boys. Yeah.
Exactly. If people want to learn more, where can they go to check out more about your company?
Check us out on Instagram. Just like, that's a cool way to be able to follow along what the van's been up to and things like that. Northern Lights Camper Vans on Instagram, and then northernlightscampervans.com. Check out like the rental policies, the rates, you know, what's included. We kind of give everything that people need, so all you need to do is pack your clothes and whatever items you want to bring with for out being outside, and then some videos on how everything works, so you know, you can ask any questions you want at any time of the day. So, yeah. And then just kind of the blog, and that's about it, and how cool it is. So, yeah, check it out, please. Yeah, just being a small business, we super appreciate this and people listening and asking any questions that they have. So, for sure.
When you build your next one, can you please put it out on YouTube?
Yeah, I think that'd be a cool idea.
You need
I'll have to get Josh to help me video some stuff because I don't know how to video some stuff.
And the
I've seen like guys put like just those little GoPros. They put them in the corner and they time lapse it.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And then they'll take a break in between, and then they'll say, okay, this is what we did today.
This is what we did. Yeah.
I think that'd be the best.
Yeah, so much extra work. When you're building these suckers, you're tired after the day, you know?
It's got to be the GoPro.
Yeah, right?
Set it and forget about it.
Yeah, that's a cool idea actually, though. That's cool.
Someone, Brad's here. He said, how much is the rental? So if you want to repeat that real quick.
Yeah, 100, awesome. It's 150 a night. And then there is insurance if you have to purchase recreational vehicle or RV insurance. So we have a company that we have insurance through. It's $27 extra a day. It seems like if you call your own car insurer, a lot of times they cover that piece too. So, yeah, just to help cut some of the costs for customers and things like that. So, yeah.
Cool. And then it's on the website, right?
It's on the website. Yep. Please visit that. And yeah, email us or, DM us on the Instagrams. So
there you go. Josh, we're at that camera down there.
With that camera?
Yeah, you got to come around. No, yeah, you got to come around.
Is there a thing you do? Is there like a sign out?
No, we should probably invent that. What is our sign out, Josh?
Peace.
We're gonna invent that. And then an intro too. We're gonna have cool music.
All right.
It's all to come.
We're going camping. Peace.
But I'm Josh. You can find MediaCore stuff on Instagram, Facebook. And the website is MediaCoreMarketing.com.
And Office of China Hall, if you got anybody looking for a space or looking to be on a podcast, let us know.
Nice.
Bada bang.
That's pretty cool.
How much storage is there? Someone just asked Anna. You have to go back and...
How do I do that?
So, show him how to comment on it. That'd be sweet of him.
Yeah, you did. Just doing that one thing is super helpful.
So if I go...